The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Ronnie, he's driving the press crazy again. Let's see what this is all about. The press are really angry at Ron DeSantis again. And the reason is perfect. Ron DeSantis has pioneered a new strategy in dealing with the press. Namely, he largely ignores them. For years, outlets like CNN and the New York Times have rallied or relied on access to politicians they despise and constantly smear. And for years, Republicans have played along, believing they need the publicity in order to communicate with the American people, which is stupid. It's true. You know, you don't argue with a fool. So if a fool says something, you don't respond to it. Otherwise, that makes you a fool as well. Again, I say, if a fool says something, you don't reply and answer to their accusation because that makes you a fool as well. Many politicians need to remember that. Even Donald Trump, speak of the devil, famously adversarial with the press, has continued to give interviews to people like Maggie Haberman and Bob Woodward. DeSantis has chosen another path, not even bothering to give his political enemies, which the press obviously are, the free material, which is true. I love Trump, but he's got to not, you know, as smart as you are, you have to know that you go on these shows, doesn't matter how witty you are, they're going to spin it the way they want to spin it. They are the editors of the video. They can chop and screw and do what they want with it. You need to stay off of those shows. Stay off those shows. Hold on a second. Let me take a sip out of my Let's Go Brandon mug. Thank you, Ryan. Friend Ryan gave me this. Delicious Colombian coffee. Okay, let's get back to our show here. That's led to consternation, and the press isn't having any success taking the back door either. According to a new report, journalists are growing frustrated with DeSantis because those around him don't leak damaging information to them. Those around him do not leak damaging information to them. Those around him do not leak damaging information to them. Reporters bemoan DeSantis' team for not leaking, being a tight circle, bit of a culture shock. So here's the piece explained how in the lead up to the 2024 election, prominent media outlets have been competing to find journalists familiar with DeSantis' administration to report on it. As the governor and potential 2024 presidential candidates team is inherently distrustful of the press. Rightfully so. Vanity Fair staff writer Charlotte Clean wrote Friday, "It can be particularly challenging to report inside DeSantis' orbit, which makes the jockeying by news organizations all the more competitive. For one, it's hard to source up inside an operation that appears inherently distrustful of journalists. Of course, do they not have a right to be distrustful of you idiots? Look at what you do. You lie, you cheat, you steal. Clean quoted one anonymous journalist who claimed that DeSantis' team seemed like it's running a straight-up opposition campaign against the media. The author noted that though former President Donald Trump had an adversarial relationship with the press, he allowed journalists more access than DeSantis has. She wrote, despite the fact that Trump has bashed the media for years, he and others in his orbit seem to have reporters on speed dial doing his chaotic presidency. Presidency? Why I pronounce it like that? His chaotic presidency. DeSantis guardness with the press, another political reporter said, has been a little bit of a culture shock. So according to the press, DeSantis is bad because his team is too disciplined and competent, choosing not to leak information that could undermine the job they are trying to do. See, this is why he would make a great president. I'm not saying he should run. My opinion, he should run in 2028 and or be the Veep. I think that Trump deserves his legitimate second term, and DeSantis should run after. But that's just my opinion, my own opinion. Talk about a sense of entitlement. Oh yeah. Sense of entitlement. You guessed it. That is something I rail against on Swell. I'm on there and I'm trying to let the youth know that this sense of entitlement is unhealthy. And so I do a lot of stories and I let them know that your entitlement isn't a good thing. And if you're not on Swell, why aren't you? Go ahead and grab that smartphone that you're watching this on or listening to this on. Head on over to the App Store or to the Google Play Store and just download Swell and follow us. You can see right on screen there. If you are listening, you cannot see on the screen. So just follow REHDOGG and there you go. Let's get back to this. Talks of sense of entitlement, and one that was earned over years of Republican politicians being surrounded by people who gave reporters whatever they want. That's what the problem was. Don't give them what they want. Let me take another sip of my Let's Go Brandon coffee. Nice. Now it's a culture shock that a governor and possible presidential candidate actually has control of the narrative. Wow, isn't that something? That's how it should be, though. Nothing was more damaging to Trump's administration than the constant leaks. It's true. From around him, it's true. It's so true. Every single day, a new anonymously sourced story would kneecap what he was trying to do and distract from the wins. It's true. And DeSantis, he mentioned that in a speech, or I don't know if it was a speech or an interview, about the leaks. I mean, and allowing people into your orbit, your cabinet, who aligns with your vision. If you just allow anyone in there that does not align with your vision, what do you think is going to happen? Chaos and leaks, and that's what happened. Nonetheless, DeSantis obviously saw that and decided he wasn't going to allow the same mistakes to be able to be made, and he's followed through to the point that the press members are now leaking how mad they are. Aw, poor baby. Mad. As the article notes, The governor's circle is extremely tight and loyal. Let me say that again. Tight and loyal, tight and loyal. That's how it should be, tight and loyal. Don't get out the leaks. You put people in your cabinet that you can trust and don't put others. It's also a very senior team of people who have been with him for a long, long time. He loved you long time. The kind of camaraderie builds trust and buy-in. And when you have those two things, leaks don't happen. Leaks don't happen. Stormy leaks don't happen to the Daniels. Leaks don't happen. Further, things get done. True that, true that. That's part of the trend of competence around DeSantis that has been so refreshing, like this coffee. So refreshing. None of his people are chasing clout or cable news hits. They are focused on delivering on policy. Again, they are focused on delivering on policy. And I'd hope Republicans value that. The only downside, I suppose, is that the lack of leaks means little or no drama, and a lack of drama can appear boring. I rather boring than having things done, moving the country forward, than drama and getting nothing done. My opinion, very strong, valid opinion. But I'll take boring and effective over chaotic and fumbling any day of the week. This is exactly what I just said. I would rather get things done. I'm not looking for drama in the White House. I'm looking for things to get done. That is what I'm looking for, and that's what I want. You don't have to have all this drama to fight to try to get one win. You know, it's just not right. It really isn't right. So, one more sip of my Let's Go Brandon coffee here. That's a good note to end on, I think, don't you think?
Come on, people, let's go.